When you think of artists working, you might have an image of a solitary person consumed by their work, silent and pondering. But that's very far from the atmosphere of the Art Gang, a group of artists who meet every Friday at West End's Community House in Brisbane. Art Gang is for people who have sort of fallen through the cracks of our society, but who still have a strong desire and an even stronger need to make art. A warning, there's some strong language coming up, but let me take you to the Art Gang.
Arts on a Friday, you know, it's better than any drugs. We eat chocolate together. That's the drug we do at Art Group.
Begonia, one of the members of Art Gang in Brisbane. You'll meet her properly later. Here's Sue Loveday, the Art Gang facilitator, to explain the setup of Art Gang.
So the Art Gang's attended by people who are dealing with hardship in their day-to-day lives. And that could be in the form of disabilities, mental illness, or isolation that's brought on by any number of reasons. So we're a really diverse bunch of people. And I think the thing that we've got in common is that we love making art. And that really comes through when you meet the gang.
Sue, what's your background as an artist?
My background's in illustration and design. These days I work as a community artist. So I work with people and I get a lot of joy from that, from the benefits of encouraging people to have a creative voice. I think that's one of the best artworks I could ever make. The friendships are what people like this live for, you know. We all live for friendships, and there are some beautiful friendships here. The collaborative thing, I think, is the stories that get told around the table as we're working, and I think that that is actually just as important as the art itself. Some of the things I hear are heartbreaking around the table. Some of them are so joyful. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, Sue, thank you so much for having me here at Art Gang.
Thank you. I can't wait to introduce you to everybody. Come and have a look.
Paddy?
Yeah?
Will you talk to Ed?
Yeah.
Paddy, hello. My name's Ed. I'm from ABC Radio.
Yeah?
It's lovely to meet you.
Yeah, it's lovely to meet you too.
Can you tell me about how long you've been coming to Art Gang?
About 10 years.
10 years, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
I'm guessing that you like it if you keep coming back for 10 years.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do like it.
What do you like about it?
I like, I've got talent and bring the talent out. I'm an abstract painter and it takes about 10 or 15 years to get like it. And the talent's just got to come out.
How does Sue and everybody else help you to get the talent out?
Well, I just do the drawing and it just comes naturally. It just comes out.
What are you working on at the moment, Patty?
Some tomatoes.
Beautiful. So we've got another drawing in charcoal. And yeah. They're tomatoes. Are the tomatoes on the vine?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so we've got these beautiful big plump tomatoes on the vine. And this is your drawing of them. And Paddy, this is wonderful. I love the way you've got this feeling of the tomatoes really falling off the vine. It's a beautiful picture.
Yeah, yes it is.
Paddy, when you were younger, did you also do lots of drawing?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I've been doing it ever since I was 23.
How old are you now? I know that's a slightly rude question. If you tell me how old you are, I'll tell you how old I am.
No, I'm 70. It's nearly 71.
You're not.
I am.
You are not. You're kidding me.
No, I'm old.
It's all those big smiles, isn't it, Paddy?
Yes, I looked after myself in the younger days, that's why.
At this point, Paddy, totally unprompted, explains what happened to her.
I had an accident. I didn't injure the other part of my body, but I got a good sock on the nut.
You got a bang on the head, didn't you, Paddy?
Yeah, I got a good sock on. I didn't injure the other part of my body, I just got a good suck on the nut.
Patty, how old were you when you had your fall?
I was only a baby. And if I had to go out to work, I'd be an actress.
And you would be the most beautiful, wonderful actress.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
And we were talking last week, weren't we, Patty, about your life? And you've had a pretty good life, haven't you?
Yeah, I had a pretty good life, yeah.
What are some of the things that you got up to in your life?
I just went on bus trips and the dances and all that business.
You have had a good life.
Yeah, I know I have. I didn't injure the other part of my body. I only got a good suck on the nut. I was lucky.
You were, and I'm lucky to meet you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Mm.
Patty turns again to her abstract tomatoes, and Sue leads me down the trestle tables to one of Art Gang's best-selling artists, Kimmy. Kimmy's just sold a couple of paintings.
A rusty colour.
So we might get a rusty colour for you.
Okay.
And we'll finish this one off today, and then you can start your monkey.
Okay. Can I put my plate back?
Absolutely. Yep.
Kimmy, it's great to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too.
You must be very pleased with your sales.
Yeah.
What did you do with the money?
Joy bought some more clothes for me.
What did you get?
I got new shoes.
So, can you tell Ed about what you've been painting lately?
Animals.
Kimmy, can you show me? Oh, look at this. Kimmy, can you say what it is? Can you describe it for the radio?
It's a bird. Kiwi bird.
Kimmy, it's beautiful.
Kimmy does love colours. We work on colours together, don't we, Kimmy?
That's right.
Kimmy, do you remember doing the zebra?
Yeah.
Yep. And that's one of the ones that sold, isn't it?
Yeah. And bag. Swan bag.
Exactly. Kimmy did a beautiful painting of a swan with a reflection in the water on a shopping bag. We recently took part in an exhibition of shopping bags at Hope Street Cafe, and most of the gang actually had success in selling work, but you sold yours, didn't you, Kimmy?
That's right.
Can you see how it makes you feel when you paint such beautiful animals?
It's good to paint some animals.
Does it make you feel happy?
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to move on from animals to something else?
No.
Just stick on animals?
Yeah.
Humans? I guess we're animals as well.
That's right.
Hey, when you're doing your art, do you like to paint or do you like to draw?
Paint.
You do a drawing first, don't you, Kimmy?
That's right.
And then we put it onto the canvas. And then you paint.
Paint.
Yep. And we choose beautiful colours.
That's right.
And Kimmy, what are you going to paint next?
A monkey on the chair.
Thanks for speaking on the radio. This is for the ABC.
It's all right.
Kimmy, who specialises in animals. Sue now takes me over to the other side of the space, shaded from the Queensland bright morning sun, to meet Begonia.
Begonia, how are you
Hello.
Today? You feeling all right?
I didn't want to face this art today because it's about mental health illness, and my mental illness is cracking a little, and this artwork's a bit hard to do. It's something I wanted to do for a long time, and sometimes it's good and creative to do, but sometimes it's hard because it's more like I like doing more abstract and fun art.
I look down at the artwork on the table. Begonia has taken a myriad of pillboxes and tablet strips and created a landscape of psychiatric medicine. Begonia goes on to describe her very personal view of the effects of her own psychiatric drugs. And a warning, there's some very strong language coming up.
So I'm doing a piece on how it's just totally fucked sometimes to how we treat mental illness by just giving humongous amounts of plastic and cardboard boxes full of drugs. I'm kind of sick of the whole, have you taken your tablets today? Maybe that's the problem, that I have taken my tablets today. Maybe my hands are shaking, I cannot type, I cannot carry a cup of coffee, you know, I can't stay awake because you've sedated me too much, you know. I've put on 20 kilos in 1 year, and hello, that might be because I'm depressed, I'm eating. Maybe it's because the tablets, because how come all of a sudden the diet hasn't changed with these tablets? Yeah, so there's a lot of frustration.
Begonia, I know that you said that other people may have done artwork like this, but the fact is that you are living within this situation, and I think it's incredibly important that this artwork comes from you.
I delivered some paintings of begonias to Art from the Margins for the exhibition, and the people there at Art from the Margins loved your two paintings. There was one painting that was very dark and greys and gloomy, and that was called The Depths of Depression. And then Begonia did another painting that went beside it called I See Colours Now. And they really, really loved that concept. And I think it really sums up what we're all about here at Art Gang.
I love Sue. And I love George.
Begonia. Saying about as clearly as you can say what the artists of Art Gang feel about Sue Loveday, their facilitator. Art Gang functions pretty much exclusively from donations, art materials, or just money, so if you'd like to find out more, you can go to the website communityplus.org.au, communityplus.org.au. And a huge thanks to the artists and to Sue for letting me visit.
I was wondering can I get some sound effects of painting? Can you fake some sound effects of
painting? Painting sound effects?
Yeah.
What does it sound like, Ed?
I don't know.
John's using a bit of a bristly brush.
Yes, he is. Let's see if I can get some.
Yeah, he can hear his sound effect.
That's the sound of the paintbrush going over the paint. Yeah, it's a good day today, sunshiny day in West End.